Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA. We're back with Colin in just a moment.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Some of the brightest and best minds in the cattle industry gathering in our nation's capital this week to talk about the continued efforts by the cattle industry to work on the cattle futures marketplace, trying to get the futures to work as a risk management tool for producers. Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Vice President for Governmental Affairs, says this is a joint meeting between NCBA and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, or the CME Group.
We have cattle producers from all segments of our industry and from across the country in town this week to really focus on three things. The primary focus is on the volatility that we are seeing in the CME Group's cattle futures contracts. We have to get that addressed. So we are going to be talking to all three commissioners of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and with the CME themselves while they are here in town to join us to kind of talk about next steps to see what can be done here. We continue to hear outcry from our membership across the country that the volatility and the velocity of that volatility is too great, and that the futures contracts are not as an effective risk management tool as they once were. So that's going to be one area. We're also going to be talking about contract specifications to see if there are any changes that we need to make to the live and feeder cattle contracts, and also about price discovery. Price discovery and the overall strength of the cash market is something that is definitely a part of this discussion. So all three of those will be topics as our committee is meeting here in Washington, D.C. this week.
Woodall said this is not a brand new problem. This is something that the cattle industry has been working on for a while.
So once we really discovered just how serious an issue this was, we had meetings with our members in Kansas City and, of course, at our meeting in San Diego, our annual convention, to talk more about the overall concern. And during that process, we submitted a letter to Terry Duffy at the CME Group asking that he look at several things. One was a one-second delay in the execution of trades, also trying to get more information on exactly who is in the marketplace, who is driving this. There's been a lot of talk about high-frequency traders, but until we have a better example or a good accounting of what percentage is made up of hedgers versus high-frequency traders, it's going to be hard for us to really determine what fix is going to actually help us. And then also we wanted to make sure that they were doing all of their due diligence in monitoring these markets and identifying potential wrongdoing, especially when it comes to spoofing, and then trying to prosecute and talk about those cases. Those really were the original focus of this group. It has changed a little bit in our interaction with CME, since CME decided that the one-second delay was not going to be something they could implement and that they were not able to give us access to the data. We've had to change our approach a little bit, but the general concern remains the same, and that is the overall volatility in the futures markets.
NCBA leadership has said all along they want to work with the CME Group and try to resolve these issues, but because CME's not been able to provide some of the information they need, some relief in that regard, they're moving past working just with CME and looking to some regulatory and possibly legislative help.
It's obvious that just working with the CME is no longer going to give us the access to the data that we had hoped for. So that's why we have already gone to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and why we invited all three commissioners to join us, including Chairman Massett. He will be there as we talk with our members. And the hope is that they will give us a better idea of what information is available, what they can provide us, and to be able to see if that actually meets the needs that we have in trying to determine who really are the players in the marketplace. If for some reason the CFTC cannot do that, then we have also invited the House Agriculture Committee to come join us this week, so that way they can hopefully, as the oversight body of CFTC, determine if there are things that they can do to help us gain access to that information too.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 7th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,350 head to be offered, including 1,600 yearling steers, 1,000 yearling heifers, 8,100 weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.